Hello, peoples. This is my first podcast. Shut the fuck up, Jarvis Chuck. Yeah. I'm just fishing, and that's really it. Going for some big bass right now. Nope, it came off. Damn. I'll put you on my trailer right now. I'm using a half ounce jig, bass jig, watermelon green with, no, I can't really tell what color it is. It's watermelon green and orange pumpkin. That's my best guess. Yeah, so I mean, it's reliable jig. I've caught a couple of good ones on it. No, too big. I'm not going to find a trailer to throw on my jig. It is a big weakness, but I don't want to ever catch weeds again, so, you know. For a trailer, I just got a little, I don't know, like green shad imitation, I guess. That's the hard part, is getting it on there without getting it, without the weed garden getting in the way. I love jigs with weed guards and all, but you know, I get pretty annoyed when I'm trying to put a good trailer on. There's perfect. Let's throw that to the top of the jig. Alright, there we go. Got a little paddle tail swim bait for a trailer now. Little, like, paddle tail. Oh, kind of shad imitation. See what we can have going on. Hope you guys had a good 4th of July. Hope no one got exploded by fireworks. Good bite or seaweed. I had a good fish on this morning. I kind of did a little flip right into the shallows. Something big, eat it. He jumped up and I spit duck out. If you guys are wondering the gear I'm using a Luse Xfinity Speed Stick, 7-foot rod, medium heavy action. For real, I'm using a 13 Origins. I'm not quite sure the name is. I'm on the top of my head, but it's in the real. Bought about a week ago. And, I like it. Podcast. One is a sucker. One is a dock. I'm just dockfish right now. I have my boat in the water. But lucky for me, I should be able to get a nibble. Take it. Alright, nope, he left it. It's too late for me. Well, if you guys want to go fishing at Spring Lake, Minnesota. I'm gonna feather my thumb on the line on a bird nest. Well, my 13 origin is a baitcaster, left-hand retrieve. I used right-hand retrieves for a while. I like them, they're not bad, but I got tired of having to use my left thumb, my right thumb to hold the line down, and switch to my left thumb, and then start reeling in. So, about a left hand. It's way, way easier. It makes bait casting so much easier. I totally recommend it's real. If you feel like a good bait caster, if you're kind of cheap. This one was, I believe, like $60. So, you know, it's a nice reel. You have magnetic brakes on it. Gear ratio, I believe, is I got an 8:1:1. Oh, she's pretty nice when it comes to reeling. Very good for like precision casting and stuff like flipping docks on senkos and bullet weights, that kind of thing. Think about to switch up, I don't know. There, well, you can bandito bug on a, I was thinking a 4-hour texture hook and with a little bullet weight to help it sink. I caught my few bass on a little bandito bug. Dude's about between 4.5 and 5 pounds. They're my little secret spots I go to when I want big fishies. Better name for the podcast, name I have right now. It's kind of long. Talking about life while fishing. Not my favorite name. I'll find one eventually. Sometimes I have special guests on here, like with some of my friends, but, normally just be me. Boating license soon, so I should go on my boat. Damn, we must have smacked dragonfly right. It's like almost demolish it by digging. If you like my podcast, go ahead and like share it to your friends, you know? Ooh, a little nibble there. No other seaweed. It was a bite. See, we can, you know, hook up on time. I'm hoping I can get a good bass. If not, though, you know, I'll fish it tonight like I do normally. I catch basically all my good bass either early morning, not early, like early morning, like between like 7, 10, or between like 8, like 3 a.m. What soon I'll be doing. I'll read my Mr. Tackle Box, which will come like next week, I think. But, yeah. So I'm still kind of fishing on my jigs. Actually, I'm going to Lake Mille Lacs, I think Thursday. I'm not there. I don't know. I'm going to Lake Mille Lacs in the next couple of days. It'll be great. I went there last time I was there, it was about 3 years ago. Completely got skunked. It was awful. I hated it. You guys like kind of aren't really fishing people enough. No, it's vibe, I guess. I mean, if you don't fish, like the fuck, you good, bro? Fishing is like life. That's why I do it every single day. You'll hear that noise in the background. It's a truck. I don't know what they're doing. They're like driving ram shit everywhere. Skeets being an asshole right now. If you guys know any like good spots for fishing spots you want to like me to go to or something, hit me up my Insta. I'll tag it later. Actually, sorry. Let me take it. These are the random numbers in it because we're actually going to take kind of a mistake. So, if you have any good places for me to fish, go check out my Instagram. It's Jake_51768 because someone already took 6'9. I was mad. I wanted to do 6'9, not 6'8. That's some bull. Life though, you know what I mean though? Damn it, you know, I only got this reel like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. But, you know, since it's a white reel, it's already dirty as shit. Gotta clean this baby when I go inside, damn. Not a big person to clean. I mean, it's kind of a pansy. What's the action on this? I like it. I'm gonna throw shallows real quick. And if you guys have any better podcast ideas, or something, you guys want me to like review something, you know, like go hit me on my Insta. I DM my ass, be like, yo, these fishing videos suck titties, dog. Go do something else. I'm not really getting any fish then again. It's like, I don't know, it's fucking like 1 o'clock. So I think we're just gonna, you know, wrap this up. I thank you guys for like watching. But you know, I got no fish, kinda got skunked, but I've only been fishing for about 15 minutes, so yeah. Alright, I'll see you guys in my next episode. Peace out.